My name is Sean. Some people think I'm a hero. I reckon I just do what needs to be done. If that makes me someone to look up to, give Jewish money to, well, so be it. I'll tell you one thing. The struggle is fucking real. I've seen some shit and I've been through the grinder. This particular incident happened last February. I was in Portland for some important work, freeing my people from oppression and shit. It was a particularly cold winter, probably about minus 30 Celsius, and I was getting ready to leave my hotel. I grabbed my phone and my Beats by Dre headset as my phone rang. King here. Mark, what's cracking? For real, yo. Well, that goes without saying. We can't just let these people get comfortable within their pattern of white flight. I mean, for show, player, for show. I got you. Real talk. Okie dokie, bye-bye. I hung up and headed out of the lobby, into the streets. I was on a mission. Portland's well known for having some of the best Quiznos in the country. I entered the spot and walked up to this white chick behind the counter. Becky, said on her name tag. Yo, what's up, shorty? Let me hit that fresh Harvey chicken, yo, for real.
I didn't really catch that, sir.
Oh, I'd like the apple harvest chicken, please. Extra cranberry and pumpkin seeds. This bitch probably ain't never even done paid reparations, I thought to myself. I paid for the sandwich and a side of classic tater tots and left the establishment. The night was cold. I wandered down 96th Avenue, snacking on my apple harvest chicken. I fucking love me some pumpkin seeds, yo. When I came upon a group of white men beating up on this white guy who kept yelling out different breakfast cereals, they stopped and looked at me.
Aren't you that nigger Sean King? One of them said. We don't take kindly to all the great things you do for black people.
This was not good. I could see one of them carrying a container of mashed potatoes and some charcuterie. Another one was eating toast and avocado. These were some real-ass white people. Get up! One of them yelled as I was pushed to the ground and beaten. One of them put a NASCAR shirt and a Minnesota Wildcap on me. While they beat me, they threw mayonnaise and seasonally flavored craft beer all over me. The last thing I remember is one of them standing over me.
This is Bernie country, faggot!
I lost consciousness as he beat me with a sealed, mint-condition Elizabeth Warren Funko Pop character. What the fuck? I woke up in the hospital to the sound of my phone ringing. It was Alyssa Milano. She wanted me to play her brother in the reboot of Charmed. I said, nah, I can't be typecast as a white boy. I put my Beats by Dre on and popped on some Kendrick Lamar. Fuck this racist-ass country.